you're up on, you know, 475 with a 3 meg split up, and you're really transmitting 478 on 4 watts, it's eventually going to blow up.
Yeah, I don't transmit up there anyway, just receives. If you receive, it's alright, right, you know, right?
They say, depending which radio you have, I have experienced it on my 750. The higher up that you go, you will experience degradation in received quality. So if the radio is supposed to stop at 470 and you're listening to the fire department on 483, you're going to hear them, but it's going to be a bit wavy. But other than that, it might not damage it. Now, if you get some of the Motorola equipment and the radio was and it's supposed to stop, let's say at 477, but you modified it to go up to 500, once you go there, the radio won't even lock. You will get on the screen, fail 001. The VCO won't lock.
Alright, copy that. Yeah, I haven't had any problems like that, you know. I do listen to out of band, you know, as a scanner, and I get full scale signals. I have no problem with it. So, you know, I think with these specific radios that they designed it, I think they're, I think both the splits are both the same. I don't know, I might be wrong, but, you know, I don't notice any problems at all. You know, I get, especially when I go out to Lake, I put it to 520. I don't have any frequencies that high. But the highest frequencies I have on my radio are around 485. That's for EMS. So, you know, I'm using that as a scanner. So, you know, I have all of them in there, but, you know, I get a crystal clear reception. I get full train signals. You know, so, you know, I don't have any problems with it. So I guess the radio, how they make it is, you know, they're both of them are designed to go to like 520, 512, I guess. And, you know, the only thing that splits them up is the software, you know, because they want people to buy two different splits to make more money, because, you know, they don't want to make a radio that's 400, so, you know, 512, you know, they can't make any money like that. They can make more money if they come out with two different radios, 400 to 470, and 450 to 520.
Agree with you there.
Somebody else in there? I had to say what.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I was just listening for a second. This is JC201.
I was sitting here just talking about radios and programming and how certain things function. Yeah, but no, you definitely got it right as to how to, as to the hex editing on that. But for the next time, if you want to save yourself a couple hours, because it takes more time finding the code than it does actually changing it out and doing the checksum. Use that find function. Use that find function. It makes life so much easier. You know, because, you know, you got, it starts out at 0x0001, and you can have, you know, 300 lines worth of code. And if you're looking for 6 digits worth of code and 500 lines, it's going to take you a while.
Yeah, I used the find function when I did it. You know, that wasn't a problem. I knew to use that. But, you know, the thing I had to find out was, you know, find the split. So I typed in, you know, where it ended 470. And I got the code for that, and I searched for it, and I found it. And once I found that code, I went to the hex calculator and typed in, you know, 520, 520000. And that code I got, I replaced it with the 470 code, and it got extended. So, you know, but I'm worried about what you told me. That, I mean, specifically with my radio, the Vertex 929, is it designed, you know, where it's actually really supposed to stop at 470? Because I don't think it is, because when I go out to 47, you know, 476, 480, I still get crystal clear, you know, reception. Like I didn't really go out of band, you know. I don't think the radio is designed physically just to stop at 470, or is it?
You know what? I couldn't tell you. I don't know the inner workings of their radios. I know that the product is a little bit better with their bandwidth. So, because I know certain Motorolas, once you go way out of band, you will start to lose signal strength. You know, so I don't know. I mean, if it's working for now, let it be. You know what I'm saying? But one day, if you turn on the radio and you try to go there and the radio is bugging out, it's giving you some crazy beeping or some crazy error codes, you now know the VCO is not going to lock there and you basically can't go there no more.
Yeah, I think Vertex does it in a different way with their radios. I don't think it works like Motorola does. I know Motorola is always strict about their software, you know, their band splits. Vertex isn't, you know, that's the thing. And it wasn't hard at all. The only trick that they tried to get you on, which is pathetic, is they made the file read only. So when you apply it, it doesn't really get applied. But any idiot knows to go to properties and uncheck read only. So, I mean, if it really did hurt the radio physically, and the radios really couldn't go out of band, I think they would have made it in a way where you just can't do it, you know? But, you know, all you need to do is change the code with hex editor, and, you know, there you go. The radio easily goes out of band, and it works, you know? So I've tried transmitting, you know, for 470 plus, and, you know, it works fine. I get crystal clear reception, so, you know, on simplex, that is. So, you know, it works. So I think Vertex's radios, you know, like I said, all of them are the same, except they set them with different band splits. That's what I think.
Hey, man, if it works, run with it, man. That's all, you know? Just gotta run with it. Yeah, I've got Kenwood commercial radios, the field programmable one. And that one, you know, goes from 380 to 510. You know, and it works anywhere that you put it.
Yeah, exactly, but if I got a Motorola radio, I wouldn't push it out of band. Because, you know, everything I hear with Motorola, they're more strict about their band splits, and those radios are more sensitive to things like that. Vertex is, on the other hand, you can do it, nothing will happen. You can easily go out of band with a Vertex radio. That's what I've seen, and that's what I've heard with many people. You know, because I know a lot of people who have Vertex radios, and they get them to go out of band, and they operate out of band, and, you know, they work fine. So I think Vertex designs their radios all the same, with the same circuitry and whatnot, same boards. Except they make them for different splits, you know, and that makes them more money, and that comes in handy when they get public safety agencies to buy their radios. Makes it easier for them not to confuse them.
Hey, listen, you're always gonna get a ham somewhere that'll figure something out. You know, there's nothing somebody can't figure out if you have enough time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I first got the radio, I thought that I was going to be stuck with, you know, up to 470, which I was mad about, because I wanted to have a full scanner, you know. But, you know, I worked around it, and it's an easy modification that you can do. But, you know, the average person wouldn't know about it, but, you know, just do some research and talk to people, and, you know, you could get that radio out of band. And I think with the, you said you have the 537, right? Well, yeah, by the way, are you gonna go to the, to the ham fest on Sunday at the Hall of Science?
I'm not going over there. Every time, I wind up buying stuff, man. I have to be radios. I really can't do that.
Yeah, I promise myself I'm not buying nothing over there. I guarantee I'm not going to buy nothing over there, so, you know. I'm basically just going just to meet everybody that I've been talking with on the radio, just to hang out over there, see what they got. And, you know, that's about it. That's the reason why I'm going over there. And after I go over there on Sunday, I'm probably going to go hang out after that, because it's going to be a nice day. I'll probably do some evening fishing at Jones Beach if I can get the time to go out there. Or Saturday. Depends.
Saturday I'm probably going to the beach. Like 93 degrees, man. It's gonna be hot.
Yeah, I actually got plans to go to the beach with my friend and a bunch of girls, so it'll be good.
Yeah, great day to play chicken.
I'd save the spots in the exit.
Yeah, copy that. Alright, yeah, there's going to be a net in 4 minutes, so I'm gonna go wrap it up here. So, what was your call sign again, so I can write it down?
November 2, Charlie Uniform Echo. We've actually spoken before up on Kenny's machine and a couple other places, so. Been all around. Name is Manny, Mike Alpha, November Yankee.
Yeah, I know we've spoken before, but, just got the call. I remember who you are. I'm not gonna remember people's, remembering people's call signs, though, so, alright. What was that, November 2, what?
Charlie Uniform Echo, like the Q-Cat, man. Enter C-U-E.
Alright, copy that, N2CUE. Alright, copy that. In 2 minutes, so I'm gonna get off over here. But nice talking to you. Thanks for the QSO and the information. Really appreciate it. And I'll catch you later tonight. KC2SY, I'll be standing by for the net.
Enjoy.
Nice to
see you, Wayne.
T1JOE is listening to.
W-A-2-A-X-Z here. This is the K2IRT, the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. And we usually have our on-air meetings every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 o'clock. Don't have to be a member of New York City Transit. We're open to anybody that wants to check in today. The big topic of discussion is going to be the field day prep. So you're going to vision on the let's open it up for check-in, the initial check-in, and we'll continue. Again, this is the K2IRT net.
K2KIN, check-in.
K2YZX.
We got Dennis and Charlie. Let's start with Dennis, KIN. Come on in to make one. How you doing, Dan?
How you doing, Obi?
Yeah.
For some reason, I always got some top of the hour here. So.
Dennis, K-I-N, I don't know if you're using a handheld or whatever, but we lost pretty much all of that. If you could move near the window or just change your location, try it again, please.